As members of Congress figure out how they want to rework the long outdated No Child Left Behind Act, one of the largest organizations in the country helping disadvantaged students is trying to make sure its voice is heard. Communities in Schools works to keep students from dropping out. They operate in 6 Seattle schools, helping 2,500 young people. Dan Cardinale, national president of Communities in Schools, tells Como, education officials must face the brutal fact that the majority of students coming to school are poor.
That's true in the state of Washington. About 45% of all students are coming to school poor. That means they're hungry. There are a set of obstacles that are involved in their lives that make it very difficult for them to learn, and overwhelm teachers and principals in trying to educate them.
The bill in Congress, designed by majority Republicans, would significantly scale back the role of the federal government in overseeing public education, giving states more flexibility in designing accountability systems and deciding which schools and districts need federal money.
Members of Congress still debating what to do with the problematic No Child Left Behind Act. The new version, dubbed the Student Success Act, seeks to scale back the role of the federal government in determining how federal education dollars are spent by the states and at the district level. One of the groups hoping to influence how the final bill is shaped is Communities in Schools. It's a nationwide dropout prevention program. Dan Cardinale is the president of Communities in Schools.
We believe educators ultimately need to have local control over their environment, and they should make good choices. We just want to make sure that public resources that are designated to help kids in poverty are able to be allocated according to the way teachers and principals really see they can drive student outcome.
Communities in Schools coordinators work with about 50,000 disadvantaged students in the state of Washington in 115 different schools.